Well, those were lots of books and lots of articles, but we finally reaching one of the last sections on which we comment about the Innovation Award. Let's start with the Innovation Award of JS Classes. Like we start with the nominees of April. They were voted in May and June. The results come out. We have in April like 7 nominees, many packages, at least for the average of the JS Classes site, which is great, but will give us a lot more work to comment about them. Let me share here just to give you an idea. Okay, here they are. Okay, so of these 7, which ones would you like to comment, Arthur?
Yeah, share the screen and probably to zoom in also, right? Much better. Yeah. So first one I wanted to comment is an interesting package by Andras Stoss, which is called WDE, web-based editor for several programming languages. I was actually looking for something that I could write code online in, and it seems to be using some existing tool and extending it and implementing different features and even some testing using PHP integrations. I wanted to try to see a demo, but it seems their demo account was changed and I can't log in. It also says wrong name or password, but still. Wanted to mention it, and Andras got 1 year server license IP for his package. The second one I wanted to mention is Gianluca Zanferrari's package JavaScript HTML table Excel export. So it does an interesting thing that it takes a current HTML table in the HTML code and formats it in a way that it could be exported and used in Excel. And in case of Internet Explorer, it also uses ActiveX control to even launch the Excel program. So if you want to allow users to edit HTML tables in Excel, that's the way to go.
Yeah, that's actually, if you are not in Internet Explorer, it still will open a file and make it open Excel if you are on Windows or whatever is compliant in your platform.
And the last one I wanted to mention is Jackson Knowlton from United States, and he developed JS sortable table. And well, I think it's actually one of the rare developers who actually put a demo on it. Well, as you see, it's a simple sortable table that could be applied to any table in your HTML and provide a sorting function. I think that's basically it. Oh yeah, and he got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this package.
Okay, on my behalf, I also like to talk about a few packages. Let me share the screen here. Okay. Well, the first package I wanted to comment is one that is interesting, and fortunately, I also have a demo, which basically is an analog clock. Well, the demo was supposed to appear here, but it doesn't. Maybe the author removed it. But well, anyway, the let's see if I can open the screen. Oh, it opens, but not when.
Not in iframe.
In iframe. Well, anyway, as you may be able to see here, it's an analog clock. It just uses some CSS tricks to rotate the pointers, and it gives a nice effect. Okay, the next package that I want to comment, it's GPS to country. And this is very interesting because usually, I forgot to mention that the previous package was published by Suresh Kumar from India. And the next package that I want to mention, as I mentioned, is GPS to country. It allows to determine the country at a given longitude and latitude. So take the latitude and longitude And this package by Dusan Boskic is able to determine if that coordinate is inside a given country. And this all is done without querying remote web services. So it contains information about the boundaries of each country, and then it tells if a given coordinate is inside that country or not. So it is a great package. Well, the next package that I want to comment is the dots and blocks game implemented in JavaScript, which is interesting. We don't have demos, but I have a screenshot here.
Where it's playing on the same screen, not like online.
Yeah. So this is interesting because I didn't know about this game, but it is always interesting the way that some people implement these games in JavaScript. In this case, as I mentioned, is for two individual players to play against each other. And finally, the last package that I want to mention is an array generator by Stephen Chapman. And this is to initialize arrays with special sequences, special values, ranges, and ranges of numbers, ranges of letters. And this is very convenient because sometimes you have the need to pre-populate arrays in a certain manner. And if you have a solution that addresses those cases, it is always useful. And this package was already mentioned by Stephen Chapman from Australia. Now let's take a look at the Innovation Award rankings so far for 2015. So far, Anders Toth is leading individually with 4 packages and 15 points, followed by Suresh Kumar with 3 packages and 10 points. Then Gianluca Zanferai with 1 packet and 7 points. Then also with 7 points, Dusan Boskic. And then there are several other authors with just 1 package but less points: Jackson Alton, Danish Sati, and Mustafa Abdel-Hamid, Diego La Monica, Stephen Chapman, and Arthur Sossins. Well, by country, these things are still more or less tied to who is leading, because unfortunately, JS Classes does not have many, many authors submitting packages, so many of them just represent their country all by themselves. So in first place, there is Hungary with 4 packages and 15 points. Then India with 3 packages and 10 points. Serbia with 2 packages and 7 points. Netherlands with 1 package and 7 points. And then United States with 2 packages and 7. I think the United States is probably the only country that has more than 1 participant in this ranking. Then there is Italy, 1 package and 4 points. Australia, 1 package and 4 points. Egypt, also 1 package and 4 points. Pakistan, also 1 package and 4 points. And Indonesia, 1 package and 3 points. We have had lots of contributions of JS classes that have been raising a lot this year. So we hope this competition becomes interesting. Now let's move on to the Innovation Award of PHP. And for the month of April, we had lots of nominees. So we have to run to talk about these nominees. And they were voted in May. In June, the results come out. We are not complaining. It's a lot more to talk about than these nominees, but it is good. It is still a lot of packages to comment, so let's try to do this very quickly. Artis, which ones would you like to comment?
Sure, let me again share the screen. And here it is. The first one I wanted to mention is Dave Smith. We talk about him a lot today, from United States. And he developed the package PHP deprecated function checker. So as we discussed, there are lots of things getting deprecated in PHP, so it would be great to have your source analyzed, and this package does exactly that. It takes your source code and parses it and determines if you're using any functions that are deprecated. And it even uses the list of deprecated functions from external formats, so you can update it to the different PHP versions and test your code against it and see if there is anything that might break. And that's why basically I like the package. And they've got one downloadable copy of PHP ED Professional for this submission. The next one, also like kind of really, it's packaged by Samuel Adeshina from Nigeria, and it's a PHP sentence parser. What it does, it parses these simple sentences in PHP, tries to interpret them, breaks them in the words and stuff like that. But most interesting part is that it tries to generate similar new sentence using different synonyms and other grammar-specific rules. And so you could use it in your website when you're reblogging to try to like put the same title in other words so Google won't penalize you, and that would be the great usage for this package, and that's why I like it. And Samuel got one copy of the Zen Studio for this package. Next one that I wanted to mention is a package by Mohamed Al-Ashal from Egypt, and he developed Horus Plus process asynchronous input-output in pure PHP. So basically, this package provides asynchronous input and output, basically like a Node.js with a callback functions. The way it does it, it uses a lib event extension, which probably not available in all systems, but if it's available, you can take use of it. It would work great. Next one is Matthew Norton from United States, and with a package Xtemplate. And well, this is a common template package, but the special thing that it does, that it allows to dynamically extend new command and function calls, I think, yeah. Register callable functions. Next one is a package by Dmitry Mamatov from Russia, and he developed PHP backup to WebDAV server. WebDAV is special HTTP-based file transfer protocol, and this package creates a FAR archive and can transfer this FAR archive to different WebDAV services, even listing the ones, the common ones that package supports. And Dmitry got one copy of VSPHP for this package. Next package is by Alessio Felicioni from Italy, and he developed WordPress Yao OS something package that seems kind of interesting. That basically it detects if you have a SEO search engine optimization plugin installed in WordPress, and removes some of the comments that it adds to HTML outputs. So probably there is some issue with that, and this package would fix it.
Well, if you have lots of comments of in HTML, you are bloating your page with needless HTML.
Sure. Next package is by Jasen Korakovic from Bosnia and Herzegovina, and it's called Maratus PHP Backup Database, and it can backup really lots of different databases like MySQL, PostgreSQL, Couch, Mongo, Redis, SQLite, and it also has integration with different backup storages like Google Drive, Dropbox, or FTP server that you can backup. And the last one I wanted to mention is a package by Mohammed Arfan from Pakistan. It's called Log for PHP Elasticsearch Appender. So basically, there is a Log for PHP, a logging library, and Elasticsearch, I think, was a full-text search engine with REST API, and this package extends log4php to send the logs to that Elasticsearch engine, so they could be full text search later when needed. And he got one downloadable copy of Komodo IDE for this package. And that's it on my part.
Okay, on my behalf, I also would like to comment a bunch of packages. Okay. I would start by this package by Abius X from EVN. He developed a parser for SQL queries, and it is interesting because it can divide the queries into tokens that can be identified, and with that it can analyze, for instance, if two queries are similar, and probably group them in a useful way. For instance, I would see this package useful, for instance, if you go through the MySQL slow query, you could, for instance, identify if certain queries that are being detected as slow are actually the same query with different values. And using this package, you could actually implement that solution. And for this Abius X, I'm sure it's not his real name, it's probably an alias, got a prize, which is a Source Guardian PHP Encoder tool, which is a new prize, and is already popular because many people want PHP encoders. And the next package that I want to comment is a package to manage users and groups of users for Windows Azure. Windows Azure is that cloud hosting platform by Microsoft. And this package was developed by Mustafa Abdel Amid from Egypt, and it is useful if you want to if you are using Windows Azure. And for this this package, Mustafa got one subscription to the PDF edition of PHP Architect magazine. The next package that I want to mention is one that does something different, which is combine several classes into a PHP file. So if you have several classes, you want to probably give them to just put them in a single include to simplify things for a certain situation. You can use this package to combine the classes into a single file. And this package was developed by Alex Lushpai from Russia. The next package that I wanted to comment is very specific for those that are working with Joomla. It's a Joomla component creator by Maxim Plevsky from Belarus. And he provided a solution that lets you easily create Joomla components from scratch without having to go through a lot of the documentation. Provides an interface to make it easier. While I'm commenting about this, one thing that I have implemented recently but I didn't comment before is that now packages have more details about them, details provided by the author in the actual package. For instance, if you have a file that you can authors, the package can tell, show this README file in my package page. And this helps making the package page more useful because it contains more information. So far, the packages only have the description and sometimes the innovation award comments, but now they can also have additional comments. It could be, this is more like for to show details about the packages. Sometimes the authors want to mention, oh, this package is hosted in GitHub. If you have a README file that mentions that, you can assign that to your package and make your
HTML file.
No, it must be either text or Markdown.
Markdown. Okay, so, that's also great. So,
yes, and I have developed a package to render Markdown. It is not yet perfect. It doesn't handle all the cases, but I've been improving it recently because it didn't do very well. For instance, anyone who have code to show, did not show the code very well. But now with this, you can enrich the package pages with more information that is useful. And it will appear below or in this section, details provided by the author. Okay, moving on, the next package that I want to mention is an autoloader that supports different standards, different forms of autoloading files. It supports the PSR0 and PSR4. These are specifications defined by the FIG. Which is the framework interoperability group, and they define how to autoload certain classes with certain names and directory conventions, including conventions to handle namespaces, and also a convention it calls mapping. So you just specify, oh, this script as this class, and it extracts the class name from there. And this package was developed by Till Wiewalski from Germany. The next package that I wanted to mention is from Kirill Savchev from Bulgaria, and he implemented a package that probably many people do not understand it yet because they are not used to what is called traits. Traits is a feature introduced in recent PHP versions. And it implements the singleton pattern as a trait. The singleton pattern is, as you know, a way to assure that at a given moment, only one there is only one object of a certain class. And since many classes use this singleton pattern, instead of re-implementing the code for the singleton pattern in every class that you need it to be a singleton, you could use a trait. A trait is basically a piece of code that you can include inside, for instance, a class. You can define new functions, new. I think of variables too, and in this case, Kirill implemented the singleton pattern as a trait. The next package that I want to comment is called PHP pronom drip, and this is useful to recognize file formats, probably binary file formats, weird formats that nobody had heard about. But it uses the pronom registry, which is a site in UK that has metadata to determine what is the type of certain format. So this package was developed by Cyril Vasquez from France, and it is very useful for this purpose. Finally, the last one that I wanted to package that I want to mention is a code ignited developer toolbar. It is interesting if you are using CodeIgniter. CodeIgniter was one of the more popular package frameworks, and this package implements a toolbar that makes useful information about the requests and benchmarks, libraries, and so on that you are using in a current page being generated by the CodeIgniter framework application. So with this, it's time to take a look at the Innovation Award ranking of 2015. And as we mentioned, this is becoming very, very competitive. By author, Dave Smith is leading with three packages and 30 points Davis from the United States, and then also from the United States is Matthew Knowlton with 2 packages and 37 points. Then Ghali Ahmed with 3 packages and 36 points. Dimitri Mamontov, Ghali is from Tunisia. Dimitri Mamontov is from Russian, and he has 2 packages and 33 points. Till Wioski with 3 packages and 22 points. Dan Ken from France with 2 packages and 32 points. Alicia Felicione is tied with also 2 packages and 32 points. He's from Italy. Andrea Liechti from Switzerland is with 2 packages and 16 points. Then Mohamed Al-Ashal, I think, yeah, from Egypt with 1 package and 16 points. And then Wap Marvin follows with 2 packages and 14 points. So this ranking is very, very tight because many people have been participating, which in turn is also making the ranking by country also very interesting. So far, Russia is leading with 8 packages and 70 points, followed by United States with 6 packages and 62 points. Then Germany also with 6 packages and 34 points. Then Egypt, 3 packages with 28 points. France, 3 packages and 26 points. Then Tunisia also with 3 packages and 26 points. And then Italy, 2 packages and 22 points. Nigeria, 2 packages and 20 points. Pakistan, 2 packages and 19 points. And then Switzerland, 2 packages and 16 points. So this is getting very, very competitive because the ranking by author is led by 2 Americans, but that was not enough to pass the Russia.
In the first place, yeah.
Yeah, so I think we'll see very interesting developments in this ranking around this year. So this already takes in account the rankings of May. In June, you also add lots of packages that were not yet are still being voted. So let's see all these rankings will evolve.